Straight to it. Hi, Niall and show. Please keep me anon. I was a bridesmaid for my friend last weekend and something happened, so I just want to get your take on it.
Okay.
The morning of the wedding, the mimosas were flowing and I did maybe get a bit overexcited. I managed to spill a blob of mimosa over my friend's wedding dress just as she entered the room to show us her finished look. She went absolutely crazy. I mean, she lost it. The blob came out, but she accused me of not caring because I kind of got a fit of giggles when it happened. So much so that I was left out of both her speeches. No mention of me, and yet all the other bridesmaids got a shout out, and then the husband said how beautiful the bridesmaids were. All but me. I'm very hurt. Do you think this is cruel? We've barely spoken since the wedding.
Oh God, this is a disaster. This is an absolute... That is a shambles. That is a shambles. You see... Look, accidents happen, right? And people, you know, unintentionally spill things. And I've heard, you know, it happens. I think I got a spillage on my dress at the end of the night, right? So, look, it happens. Unfortunately for you, it happened at the very start of the day. And what I don't hear from you, now maybe you're just leaving it out or whatever. I get the giggles thing because we all have like a nervous laughter. But did you apologise there and then? Because it is her wedding dress. Do you know what I mean? But I do think it's a bit extreme to leave her out of the... I really feel like this is very, I don't know what side to be on. I don't think it's right to leave somebody out of...
No, to exclude them then later in the day.
That seems really cruel to me, especially if you were part of the wedding party and you were there. But also, like you said, you got a fit of the giggles. Did you then apologise and own it and say, oh my God, I'm so sorry? Because that's, I would be absolutely...
Did you rush to help clean it or did you leave it to others?
Like, were you just standing in the corner laughing? Because then she probably would be annoyed and that'd be fair enough. But if it was me and I did that, I would be mortified. I would be on my hands and knees scrubbing. Do you know what I mean? So like, there's no, the thing we don't know is how you reacted. So I find it hard to play devil's advocate and to say, but I don't like the idea of excluding somebody from the overall picture. Like, how could you thank the other bridesmaids and then you're sitting there? Like, even just to show face, I probably would have, you know, even if I was mad, I would have still acknowledged.
Yeah, and it's also weird that the groom, the husband, excluded you too.
No, that's weird.
Normally lads are like, oh, you don't get involved in that kind of thing. So it is all a bit strange. I suppose in terms of advice, the only thing you can do is sit down and have a face-to-face.
I was going to say, you have to chat to her. And if... for some reason you haven't apologised, you do owe her an apology, like it was an accident. But if you did stand there and laugh and you didn't help out afterwards, then I can understand her being a little bit put out. But also, you shouldn't have been excluded. God, this is very difficult.
Could we get your thoughts on this, please? 085-102-9103. What would you say to our emailer?
We did say there was some gaps in the story. Paul, what do you think of it?
Well, I texted you in there and I said, I don't think she's telling us everything, guys. Like the way that the bride and the groom actually reacted, she's kind of playing the victim here. I think so anyway. She's not she probably done something silly, right? But she probably laughed for ages and thought it was a big joke, and the morning of the wedding it didn't go down too well, so I'm not sure she's telling us everything, guys.
Larry said the fact that she didn't explain how she reacted suggests that it wasn't a good reaction. She just stood there laughing, deserves what she gets.
Harsh.
Yeah, it is. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm sorry now, but I think there's a few gaps in that story that we're not getting here at all.
Okay. A few holes.
Paul, you enjoy the beach.
Paul, go out and get it. Some sun on your bones and enjoy that fine weather, all right, hon?
Absolutely, I will
see you
do.
Later, thanks very much. Have a good day.
Sandra was also on and says, you're wrong. Your drinking priorities affected her. You sound entitled, not sorry. Okay. Let's just see. Emma has a few words.
Go on, Emma.
Good morning, everybody. Look at the sun shining. Bugs out everywhere. Oh, lordy, lordy, about your daily dilemma.
Please.
I am sorry, emailer, but you beeped up royally. Absolutely royally. I am not surprised that bride hasn't talked to you. You were chosen to be in her bridal party, maid of honour, for a reason. She loved and cared and respected you that much, and she knew that you were the one person you could count on her special day. That's why you were chosen. And instead of being the mature adult, and when you started to get a little bit tipsy, say, whoa, up now, I need to be present for my bridesmaid, you kept going, drinking your cocktails, and then spilled some on her dress and giggled about it. I'm sorry. You messed up big time. That is not okay to do to your friend. It's her day. And as a result, you took the limelight off her. And I know I'm not a bridezilla at all. When I was getting married, I was cool as a breeze. But I'm sorry, girl. You are totally in the wrong here. You were the one that was supposed to be there to help her, to ooh and ah at her when she came out with her lovely dress, and instead you took that moment from her. It's the one time a friend needs to step back and just say, I'm so proud of my best friend. And then not only that, you've then gone on a Mayfainer again and be like, oh, they didn't mention me in the speeches. I'm sorry, are you at an Oscars or something? Did you expect somebody to get up with a microphone and be all praise you? You were part of the bridal party. The groom said, don't all the bridesmaids look fabulous? You are a bridesmaid. You are part of the bridal party. Get off your high horse. Oh my God. You have messed up royally, but yet you're still playing the oh woe me card and being like, they didn't mention me specifically. Grow up. Oh my God. Anyway, the sun is shining. There might be an ice cream hat after work, and maybe a cocktail myself when the kids are gone to bed. Bye, guys.
Emma,
oh, she
like
doesn't hold back.
You are actually a little bit of a legend because you say it as you see it, and to be fair, you put forward a very strong argument for the bride here this morning. We hope that the emailer can take something from this, and we will return tomorrow, hopefully with a less dramatic daily dilemma.
If you want to send something in to us, you can email talk@beat102103.com.